governor's race interviews. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Democrat attempts to kill the Senate filibuster and clear the way for radical voting reform legislation have failed. Democrats Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema joining all Republicans in the upper house of Congress in preserving the filibuster and in the process thwarting a federal takeover of elections. The White House having to clarify President Biden's news conference remarks regarding Russia and Ukraine, his suggestion that a, quote, minor incursion by Russia into Ukraine would draw a lesser response from the U.S. than a full-scale invasion. A three-month high in the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits, that high was set last week. Wall Street's having a good day so far, with the key averages sharply higher right now. The Dow is up 415 points. The NASDAQ, 263 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Why invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes? Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is, 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Showers are likely until at least midday before ending. The front that brought the rain is ushering in much colder temperatures. Falling temperatures today, low 40s by this afternoon. Quite breezy today and tonight, making it seem colder. Tonight's low down to about 32. I think the threat of any freezing precipitation early tomorrow morning is just about out of the forecast now. Tomorrow will be breezy and cold with a high around 43. We'll be in the upper 20s on Friday night. Sunshine returns Saturday with upper 40s and then mid-20s by dawn Sunday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. A 14-year-old juvenile has been arrested in Selma's first murder of the year. Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson says the teen is charged in the death of 56-year-old Charles Steele. Steele was found shot to death 2 weeks ago. Jackson says the teen is charged with capital murder. His office has filed a petition to certify the teen as an adult. Montgomery police are investigating the city's latest shooting. The shooting happened around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon at the Walmart on Chantilly. Police tell us one woman was shot and taken to the hospital. Her injuries are said to be life-threatening. And an Aliceville man is behind bars in Marengo County. He's accused of trying to rob a bank in Linden. Police chief says 33-year-old Julius Farrakhan attempted to rob the Sweetwater Bank on Friday. Investigators used a picture from the bank security camera to identify and track down that suspect. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass a no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican. We need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. And as promised, we have in the studio, and it's our first interview with anybody running for governor this cycle. Very much looking forward to this. We have Tim James in the studio right across the desk from me. Tim, how are you?
Joey, good to be here. Thank you for having me on the show. I was here a month ago with April Marie.
Right.
And I understand she has got into politics and with one of my competitors in the race.
Right.
So that's going to make it tough.
Right, I know.
I mean, she's tough on it, you know. She doesn't fool around.
And she made the honest announcement that because I'm working for one of your opponents, that she's not going to talk about the race on air.
That's right.
I guess that leaves it to me.
That's it. Well, good to be here. Thank you.
Good to have you here. And by the way, this is Eddie Bader.
Yes, sir. Good to meet you again.
He is a voter. He's a good man. He's a talented real estate agent. But really, he really always deserves to be hit in the face. So if you ever feel like it, go ahead.
Smack him in the, smack him in the chops if he gets out of line.
I'm kind of worried it might take he kind of seems excited.
No, I tell all the candidates because Eddie deserves it. So how many times, what time is it that you've run for governor? What amount? How many times have
you run? All right, so as a super young man in 2002, I lost to Bob Riley, but that one doesn't count.
Fair
because
enough.
I was so stupid. Okay?
All right.
Then I ran in 2010. I was a little older, a little hopefully wiser. In the 2010 race, in that race was myself, Bradley Byrne.
Right.
At that time, Dr. Bentley and Judge Moore.
Right.
And that was an interesting race. Of course, the front runners was in that race was Bradley Byrne and myself, and we beat each other up real good. And Dr. Bentley kind of slipped in there. Wow. You know, with a nice little grandpa thing. And And we lost that race, though, by 158 votes. We missed the runoff. And that's the first time in my life, Joey, that I really got that every vote really does count. Out of 600 and some thousand votes, I missed that runoff by 158 votes.
Right.
And so that puts it in a new perspective. And to be honest, I never thought that I thought I was done with politics. But over the last year, I've just had this tug, this unction to reengage, because the country, I think, and we'll talk about this, is hanging in the balance. It's a very serious time, and we're gonna, you know, we're in a battle for the soul of America. It's really that simple. And I think the nation is waking up. I think Biden, because of the things that we're seeing, you're seeing this movement that has finally energized this very silent majority that exists across this great land.
Well, and I suppose you believe, because you've gotten into this race since third time's charm, right?
I said that. I believe that.
That Governor Ivey is vulnerable here. I'll be blunt. I don't dislike her personally. I actually think she probably be a lot of fun to hang out and have a drink with, so to speak. But she, to me, isn't the sort of a visionary leader that you need that can not only, you know, put the right policies down, but also put it in a way that people can understand it.
Well, and let me just say this. This is one of those situations that gives me no joy. Governor Ivey is a friend of my family 40 years. Mm-hmm. My dad gave her her first cabinet-level position in his first term. But this is not about me, nor is it about Governor Ivey. This is about a moment that we find ourselves in where things that happen really do matter. And unfortunately, the structures in Montgomery have overwhelmed this administration, and out of it has come taxes, gambling, this insane bill, they call it the Compassion Act, this marijuana thing, which still is, we're going to talk about that from time to time, it's because it's misunderstood. It's not about helping people. It's about setting up a distribution system, a long-term plan to recreational pot. That's what that's all about. And in the midst of all this, our grade scores have collapsed. We're teetering on the on the bottom. And so as revenue has continued to rise on about a 45-degree angle, we have collapsed in reading and math. And that's what happens when there's no tension, when there's no leadership. You can't, government will control everything, and they will do nothing. They will not rattle them. It will not shake itself. And that's what governors are supposed to do. Governors are supposed to shake the system and resistance. And sometimes there's conflict. And whenever all the structures are loving you, I promise you, you're not resisting, right. And nothing's getting done. And it's manifesting now in our grade scores. I'll give you an example. In 2000, math, 20 years ago, when I ran the first time, we were 36 in the nation in math. Now we're 52nd behind the District of Columbia in Puerto Rico. Reading in 2010, we were about, 43rd, and now we're dead last. Mm-hmm. You know, Bob Riley did a good job. He instituted the Reading Initiative, and it made it. And so all of these gains are gone,
right,
in a very short period of time. So when people begin to understand this, this is not about personalities. This is about just pure failure on multiple fronts here in Montgomery.
And again, folks, we're talking to Tim James, candidate to be the next governor for the great state of Alabama. And if folks want to call in, 272-9228, though I got plenty of questions, there's plenty to talk about. Mm-hmm. I want to start and redouble down on education. Mm-hmm. What can be done from the governor's office, but what would you propose to the people to make the legislature move? What would you like to do with education?
Well, for the first time, Joey, in our life, in my life, I'm probably a little older than you, looking at you.
Slightly.
I think I could still take you.
Oh, I think so.
But you know, I got really? You by a few years.
Really?
What?
The man says, I think he could take you, and you don't even say,
Bring it on.
Right.
No, the wrestling comes later.
Okay.
That'll be later.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm just checking.
Yeah, anyway.
You know, this is one of those issues. Actually, this is really what drove my dad into politics a long time ago, is we understood the value of education. It all, K through 12, is the most important. Not that post-secondary is not, but that's the foundation of years, K1, 2, 3, 4. And, you know, we're failing miserably across this state. So for the first time, I think the people of this state, when it begins to sink in that we are dead last behind Mississippi, all of these states that used to say, well, thank God, now they're going, thank God for Alabama. It's humiliating. It's unacceptable. We need to, the entire education structure needs to be dismantled and reconstructed from the ground up, from the foundation up. Now, what does that mean?
Right.
What does that explain it? Number one, teachers have to have control of their classrooms. You cannot have disruptive kids in your class day after day, and two bad apples disrupt the whole barrel. You've got to get disruptive kids out of the class. You just have to do it. You cannot tolerate it. You have to give principals unfettered leeway to do whatever has to be done in their school,
right,
and hold them totally accountable to get rid of who needs to go, keep who needs to stay, and then structurally, some of this is going to be constitutional. Some will, because you're dealing with money. Some will be statutory. Finally, the time has come to take seriously what we've seen happen around the country, where money follows the student. Now, what that means simply is that right now we block money into every school based on the numbers of students, and you're now going to give parents the ability to, if they're in an underperforming, pathetic school, to take part of the money and use it in the form of a voucher, where they can put their kids in other public schools in the region if they want to, if there's slots. They can use it in private schools that want to accept the vouchers.
Right.
Homeschooling. Now, people say, well, how can you do that? Well, let me tell you this. Homeschool children score about 40 percentile above the average. And that, too. So private schools, charter schools, all these things. Now, all of a sudden, if people, moms and dads, are jerking their kids out of an underperforming school, you're going to begin to put tremendous pressure on those schools. That's the way the business world works.
Yes.
That's the way college football works.
Yes, sir.
You know? And so I have a fantastic team of people involved in my campaign who have been around, who understand education. They've seen massive turnarounds. Money is not, if money was the answer, we'd be sailing. But it's not, because the money has been skyrocketing and we have been collapsing. So you have to get the money thing out of your hand. The other thing is the message that I would send every mom, every dad. I don't care who you are. I don't care. I don't care white folks, black folks, poor folks, rich folks. Every child, no matter where you come from, you can do it. You can perform. Some kids may have to work harder than others, but that's the way life is. And we're gonna begin to remove the crutches and the excuses. And the reason we do that is because we really care about these children.
Right.
And if you love a child, you discipline a child. If you love a child, then you do not let them get by, and you insist and you drive it. And then if they're behind, you make them make it up.
Right.
It's a form of tough love. And I'm afraid that's been lost in our educational system in this state.
Well, and we got to hit a quick break here. But on this issue, education, everything you just said is music to my ears. Absolutely music to my ears. There has to be more competition introduced in the system. I'll put it this way. Liberty breeds and productivity. A good product breeds when power checks power. Mm-hmm. So instead of one centralized system, you have folks competing, and they're checking each other, and then you empower the parents to look after the kids. I've said I'm not yet a parent, so I often will lay back and let parents really discuss the education issue. But the way I look, especially at Montgomery, I would be doing my damnedest to homeschool my child, or I went to Catholic school here, Montgomery Catholic, 12 years. And that's just my instinct of looking at this. No wonder parents are moving, for instance, out of Montgomery to Pike Road, to Prattville, to Wetumpka. We got to fix this.
Well, you do pay taxes.
There you go.
87 cents on every tax dollar you pay goes into the education trust fund.
Right. Oh, and they remind me constantly. Like, I made a conscious choice not to have kids yet, and yet I'm paying and helping other people's kids. I know we're a community, but it's a little frustrating to see what the product has been, and I love what you're saying about opening this up. It sounded like tenure reform. It sounded like school choice in all of the above sort of categories. Charter schools could be startup charters, right? Conversion charters could be voucher
the
systems.
Whole thing. Nothing's off the table, and I just expect a Donnybrook for the ages, and I'm looking forward to it. We're going to the mat. It's worth it. The kids are worth it.
Well, let's hit a break here. And on this issue and the others we're going to bring up, one thing I want everybody to keep in the back of their minds, and you too, Tim, is, and I'll ask you about it later, is how do we get this done with the legislature? Mm. How does a governor use their power that they do have to get this done? More news and views from 9 till noon with Tim James when we come back.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell.
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Poarch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama. Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices and the bill did not pass. But the Poarch Creek cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Poarch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Poarch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. They're at Physical Prattville. Dawn Sexton and her team can help you get your balance back, get your walking ability back. And it doesn't have to be you. It could be, a loved one in your family who's a little stubborn or prideful. Maybe they are kind of embarrassed they're having trouble these days. Well, they can get help. We've had dozens of our listeners, dozens and dozens, get help. So maybe it was an ankle injury or knee injury. Could have been a stroke. Or you lose function one side of the body, or you lose vision. Could be an inner ear problem. All of this can cause an imbalance. And they have cutting-edge technology over there at Physical Prattville, along with traditional therapies that can help you. But things like virtual reality therapy, really cool, like virtual reality programs that can heal certain problems you might have. But also, like I said, traditional therapies. And really the beating heart of Physical Prattville is Dawn Sexton, the owner there. She's great. She's down to earth. She's also no nonsense. So call them today at 595-9990 and ask about a free balance test. Quick, easy test that keeps you and them accountable as you go through therapy. They retest you over time to see your improvement. Again, 595-9990. Ask about that free balance test. Be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. Again, we have Tim James in the studio. Now, I want to open up into gambling. Because I am very much against what I would call, I'll put it this way. I just wrote a piece for 1819 News. And when last year I saw the bill proposed by Del Marsh that essentially said we need to have gambling that's limited to preserve the aesthetic character of the state. I'm like, that's the excuse for a cartel? Now, I'm of the mind that if people want gambling in this state and they get a vote, fine. And it'll probably be limited, so it'll be a cartel, but let's at least open it up so people compete. Again, power check and power, like with schools, is my mind. But where are you on the gambling issue from what's been proposed? And if you could wave a magic wand, I mean, how do you feel about the issue in general?
Well, let's start with my opinion as an individual.
Yes,
sir. I'm against gambling. Now, the reason I'm against gambling, well, I would have to disagree with my friend Dale Marsh from Calhoun County. I wouldn't call it aesthetically pleasing. I've never seen a casino that, well, is not cheesy. Okay, if you call it, so I don't think you can create aesthetically pleasing, because every casino, and I'm not a gambler, but I've seen them, and I've ridden by them, probably been in one or two in my life just for about 10 minutes. Because that's just not my thing. And you come outside and cigarette butts everywhere, beer bottles. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. So the reason I'm against it, first of all, is their dishonesty is overwhelming, in that they will say, and I'm talking about gambling interests, barons that control these, they'll start talking about, if we do this, we're going to create jobs, and we're going to raise all this money for schools, and they pitch all that stuff.
Right.
But the truth is, it's a net loss when you factor in the social cost versus these things. And gambling is the most studied issue, probably one of them, in the country. So the lowest one-third of the population spend about half the cheese, half the money in casinos and lotteries. So you need to have an honest discussion, which is, we don't really care about the social costs. We just want to make money. Okay, that's the issue. Joey, it's always the money.
Right.
It's always the money. And so for that reason, I think it's unwise. Now, in Alabama, it requires a constitutional amendment. Governors don't sign constitutional amendments. They come out of the legislature, whatever the gambling is, it goes straight to the people. A governor couldn't veto it if he or she wanted to.
Right.
But I can tell you that my opinion is, don't do it. Don't go there. And I will speak as loud to the top of my voice against it. And lay out why. You're not solving problems, you're creating problems. And even in, you know, they love to talk about the Hope Scholarship in Georgia. What would happen? They passed the Hope Scholarship, helped, sold it, said, well, they're going to help pay for college education. Fine. So, again, the lowest one-third on the economic spectrum were buying the lottery. But guess what? To get in the University of Georgia, get in Georgia Tech, you had to score at the top tier. Right. Well, guess who was doing it? Upper-class kids. So in Georgia, in the Hope Scholarship, the poorest kids were paying the wealthy kids tuition to University of Georgia and Georgia Tech. So it's the dishonesty that I just can't abide.
Right.
And they want to have another. I've been hearing about this for 20 years, and you cannot find one situation in America where the casino business and the gambling business is not a net loss and doesn't create more problems than it helps.
So, but as a governor, you made the point the legislature can go around a governor in a sense and kind of send this straight to the people.
It's a constitutional amendment, yep.
But this gets to the point I made earlier before the break. What can you do as a governor? Is it the bully pulpit that you could really, if you persuade the people, you can get the legislature to move in a direction you like?
It's the bully pulpit.
Yeah.
And the bully pulpit is the most underused tool by governors. And the reason it is they don't have the stomach for it. Right. And on this education thing we're talking about, when you're talking about total and complete rebuilding, turning an entire way we think in a state, turning it upside down for the good, you're going to have to go straight to the people as a governor, go into every county, every town. You're calling countywide meetings, and you're laying this out before mamas and dads. And over here on one board, you're showing the grade stores, and you're going to explain to them. And when the average mom and dad get it, and then you're going to say, now, you need to call your local representative and your senator right now.
Right.
And when they go to church or go in the drugstore, people are saying to them, you better do this. You better get behind the James Reconstruction Plan. And if you don't, we're going to throw you out.
Right.
And there's nothing that makes these politicians, and I guess I'm not a very good one. You know, I've lost twice. I don't know. But I think we're in a different season.
Right.
The season has changed. I really haven't changed. But the season, I think the people have changed, and the season has changed. And now people are absolutely, they're not in a playful mood. They're in a very serious mood right now, as we all are.
Now, on the issue of money, there are things that need to be done for the state. At least that's what I'm told, and I could be convinced otherwise. And especially because you're in the family business, you know, a road builder, mm-hmm. Right?
Infrastructure developer. Private money. Let's make sure everybody gets it. No,
right.
No public money.
But what did you think of, say, the gas tax? Number one, I didn't like that because it wasn't even brought up during the campaign, and then arm twisting is done and this is pushed through. But it goes to roads, they claim, or to dredge the port there in Mobile. How would you raise the funds, and how would you go about improving infrastructure in the state, whether it's roads, broadband, yada yada yada?
Well, as usual, you always look at the math, and so I looked at the money, the growth coming into the state of Alabama. We've been growing at more, almost double the rate of inflation. Whenever you see that, it's like waving a red flag at a bull. If you're bringing in money double the rate of inflation, that means you're bringing in more than the current cost, okay? And then at first I did not follow early the details on the gas tax back in 2019, and I wish I had them, but I didn't, just because I was just busy like everybody else.
Right.
And I've never seen a gas tax with a staggered automatic increase component to it. And what they should have done, look, I'm not one of these that say in roads and bridges you never have to address it, because I get it, it's expensive. But this is the problem. The problem is they didn't think about gas at that time was under $2 a gallon. And no one ever thinks about, what about if gas goes to $3 a gallon, and all of a sudden the extra gas tax on $3 is a heck of a lot different than it is on $1.80. And I wish they had put a trigger in there that if gas moves up to a point, that gas tax comes off. And you're building it when gas is low. So now what's going on is the gas tax on top of everything else is just that much more of a burden. And the other thing, and this is important to think about, I watched the I-10 thing, bridge in Mobile.
Right, yeah.
I watched the bridge the DOT was going to build, wanted to build in Orange Beach, adjacent to the bridge that we used to own that we developed that we hadn't owned since 06. And they, I watched the drama from afar, but I had some contacts and I had a few snoops around and some little inside intel as to the money that the DOT was spending on those projects that absolutely had nothing to do. We're talking tens and tens of millions of dollars.
Right.
And that is management. So you say you want to build a project, you hire an engineer if you don't have one, and you figure out the best way to build it, the cheapest way to do it, and then you let a contract. Well, that's not what they were doing. And they were going all over the place, and they went to this big full circle to get back to where they should have been at the beginning. But in that full circle, they spent tens of millions of dollars of taxpayers' money. And what can you do with that? You can pave thousands of miles of county highways. And it's just like it doesn't connect to them. Right. You know why? Because it's not their money. And they've never dealt with it, and they just think it's just this money that comes in, it grows on a tree, and it's taxpayers' money. But taxpayers are working every day, and they're sending their money, and they expect you to spend it wisely, and that includes in the Department of Transportation. We're going to talk about this one a little more from time to time.
No, and I look forward to that. Especially, I think there can be essentially efficiencies found, better management, and using the dollar from economic growth. I hear exactly what you're saying.
Right.
You don't have to raise taxes. And also, I've said often that, number one, it smells like sulfur out there today. I don't know if that's the paper mill or the legislature being in town, or something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's me.
You know, if you keep the legislature, you used to be biannual, I think you call it, where they come in every other year. And some states still do. They have two-year budgets.
Right.
If you could keep them out of town, they can't do a lot of damage to you.
Right.
People get confused. They're thinking that every time they have to do a bill. Remember, every time, and you're going to like this with your libertarian bent.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they pass a law, maybe it's a good law, but if the fewer laws of any sort that pass is generally good. In other words, they leave you alone.
Right?
Right.
So, we got to hit another break. Again, Tim James is on the show, folks, 272-9228. If folks want to get in touch like with your campaign, want to give you money, want to volunteer, how can they do that?
Well, we can't ask for money today. We're still in the dark out. But if you want to get involved, it's Tim James for governor.
Tim James for governor.
I think. Just hit it.
Just Google Tim James.
It'll work.
There you go. This part of the program brought to you, folks, by XI Repair. And over there at XI Repair, Jonathan Strange has put together a great business. He started it when he was in high school. And the teachers respected it so much, he'd take calls and leave class because he was that good at what he was doing.
Exactly right.
He got tired of meeting folks in the parking lot, so he built up a actual location. He now has two locations all these years later. Brand new one right here on Perry Hill Road. You can see it in all its glory right next to Adams Drugs in the Fresh Market. XI Repair. And they can repair that smartphone. They can repair your tablet. They can, repair your old laptop or desktop computer, even gaming consoles.
Gaming console.
And they can do most of those repairs in under 30 minutes. But a great thing about XI Repair is they're a no-fix, no-fee shop. So if they can't fix it, they're not going to charge you. In fact, they've done some fixes so fast, like it took them a minute, they didn't even charge
people. Get the phone right back to you.
Yeah, they just do great work. Incredibly talented, skilled staff over there at XI Repair. So check them out today. You can go to xirepair.com. Or always give them a call at 777-1234. 777-1234. Again, that's XI Repair. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. You like the Doobie Brothers?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Let's go with it.
Yeah,
it
brings back memories of riding down the road with my dad, his arm out the window. But we'll be right back, folks.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leah Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Cooley said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What'd Calvin Cooley say?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right? No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly.
Call David Ernest today.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You should consider hiring a real estate agent for your new construction project. Someone who'll represent you, look out for your best interests, and help you save money. I will be with you from breaking ground to closing. For further details, please call me at 334-398-2896.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas. Well, hi, everybody. Showers are likely until at least midday before ending. The front that brought the rain is ushering in much colder temperatures. Falling temperatures today, low 40s by this afternoon. Quite breezy today and tonight, making it seem colder. Tonight's low down to about 32. I think the threat of any freezing precipitation early tomorrow morning is just about out of the forecast now. Tomorrow will be breezy and cold with a high around 43. We'll be in the upper 20s on Friday night. Sunshine returns Saturday with upper 40s and then mid-20s by dawn Sunday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, we have Tim James, candidate for governor. Third time's a charm, possibly, here.
Now you're talking.
And
That's good for the confidence.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
Yes, sir. And one issue I want to talk about is one I'm pretty certain we disagree on, but I want to hear you out.
Okay.
On what has been this medical marijuana bill that was passed, what is your issue with the bill and the law?
The issue is it is not about medicine. It's about setting up a distribution system in Alabama. It's a drug cartel that basically puts pot shops in every town in Alabama. Now, let me go back and explain. No one is against any sort of medicine, including cannabis based medicine for people that are suffering. Okay, that's not what this is about. They shut down debate on it. They didn't want to talk about it in the legislature. It was a rigged system. So let's start with the facts. The facts are on. They call it the Compassion Act. That was the name. Now, whenever they give it a snazzy name like it's for the children or the Compassion Act, you ought to know right then that it means something else. That they're trying to. It's a bait and switch, and this is the biggest bait and switch that I've ever seen in my life. And what they have done, if they have put into place a pathway, the end goal is recreational pot. It's the stepping process, and they call it medical marijuana because no one is against helping people. It has nothing to do with that. The Attorney General of this state, Steve Marshall, begged the legislature, wrote a letter to the governor, said, do not do this. Over half of the district attorneys, now when DAs get, it's very unusual to see district attorneys go against a sitting governor and go against the legislature, the majority in the legislature. They wrote a very strong letter. Do not go there. You're going to have a different outcome. They didn't care because it was never about helping people. It's about setting up distribution. Now, let me tell you what they didn't tell. The people behind this are extremely wealthy, powerful people, and they know full well what they're doing. They never bothered to tell the legislature that right now there are four cannabis FDA-approved drugs right now that your doctor can prescribe for you for pain or any other person. And you go to CVS, it's administered by your pharmacist. They're FDA-approved. Lock, stock, no one ever bothered to tell them. So this is the way the legislation, this is the way the deal works. A doctor, whomever, decides I want to be a marijuana doctor. He has to go to class for 4 hours. So he goes, sits in a class from 8 till 12. Then he goes to lunch. Now he's a cannabis doctor. Guy is sitting there, doesn't feel well. He'll read some advertisements about how medical marijuana fixes all your problems. He goes to the doc. He says, hey, doc, I got a problem. And God gives him this marijuana card. So he takes that card and he goes to something they call a dispensary, which is nothing but a pot shop. He walks in the door, guy's behind the counter. Now, this guy behind the counter is not a pharmacist. He does not have training. He was working at the car wash 3 weeks ago. He sells this guy pot for whatever reason, ailment it might be. Maybe it's legit, maybe it's not. Under this state law, he can sell this guy 70 what they call doses. I love how they call marijuana doses, like it's real medicine. 70, up to 70 doses. He pays him cash. You have to pay cash. You can't even pay with a credit card. Interesting component. They leave that out. This guy walks out of the door with up to 70 doses. He peddles it on the street. That is what this is about. Now, let me tell you how sick these pushers, these wealthy people that are behind this, they've bought off, they've hired their lobbyists, they're pushing this stuff. What they did, and it's the most despicable thing that I've ever heard. And that you to say it's the most despicable thing I've ever heard in my life is a lot. They brought in these sick children, walked them in, wheeled them in front of the legislature, the cancer, that picture. And they stand there and they look at the legislature. And this is how perverted these drug dope pushers are. And then they said, you've got to pass this Compassion Act, because these children are suffering so. They didn't tell them that they can already get cannabis-based medicine. So this is a bait and switch. If you want to have an honest discussion about recreational marijuana in this state, fine. I'm against it. I think probably 90, you're probably in the 1% group, but you're a solid libertarian. I get that.
I disagree with you on 1,000%. I can't take it. The medical marijuana, you're talking about they brought the kids in front of it. I know some of those kids. Those kids went from 1,000 seizures a day to one or two. I know those kids. I saw that. As far as the high-end people that you're saying that are going to bring in the dope shops and all that, if it sounds like that you're not necessarily anti-medical marijuana.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Marijuana in the...
on the street.
Yeah, recreational marijuana. That's where you're...
And I don't want... The bait and switch is they are after the recreational marijuana market.
But the recreational
this is recreational marijuana. That's the target disguised as medicine, and they're using sick people.
You're saying they're using sick people. That's not how I saw it.
Well,
at all.
Let me jump in here in the sense that I got to know Christy Kane pretty well and her son Hardy. I'm pretty sure Christy did this on her own, knowing her full story. She wasn't being used by anybody. She, in fact, was against all this, and then after doing everything she could for her son, said this was the route I'm going.
Correct. It's not about the medicine. It's about the syndicated setup to peddle it on the street. That's the bait and switch. They have confused the issue, and they confused the legislature that this is about medicine. It is not. It is about setting up a distribution point. Now, if you want to do it, if the state wants to do it internally, okay, and go through the FDA process. But don't let outsiders be a part of it, so they can't. These the people that are pushing it can't make money. You watch, it'll go away on a dime.
Right.
We absolutely would support research at UAB, anything that helps these children. But this stuff is going to wind up on the street. Now let me give you.
But hold on.
Let me give Eddie. Let me give you some numbers.
All right.
6 to 1. People that start with marijuana of any sort are 6 to 1 more likely to become opioid abusers than people that did not start.
When's the last time that survey's been taken?
It was about 6 years ago, I think.
Hold on,
let me give you another one.
I know so many potheads that never advance beyond pot and beer.
22% medical marijuana states have... states that pass laws for, quote, medical marijuana have a death increase of 22%. These numbers are not, this is not questions.
But
you're arguing, I'm not arguing that it's not useful for sick people. That's not the point.
Okay.
This is a bait and switch to get it on the street.
But hold on real quick.
I mean, you've seen marijuana before, right?
Yes, I've never used it though.
Okay, but well, that's great. But
I've drank a beer.
Sure, yeah.
Bush Light, I hope.
The stuff we see that's sold on the street already as marijuana, can that be sold in these dispensaries?
Oh, this goes. Say that again.
The stuff that people are right now are illegally buying on the street, like the buds, the leaf, all that stuff. Can that be sold in these dispensaries?
The gummies, no, they're not. You can't. The law is, as I understand, you can't smoke it in Alabama under this current law.
Right.
Okay. It's the slippery slope. Look, if they had come in and said, "Look, there's a place for this in the medical community, and we're going to manage it inside a medical community, and we're going to keep the dope pushers out."
Mm-hmm.
Fine. If you want to do it at UAB, where you go get it from your pharmacist, not from some guy in some pot shop in Evergreen.
But
that's the issue.
If those pot shops are regulated and their product is regulated.
By whom? How?
By the state.
By the state.
Says who?
Well, right now the state.
How
are
you going to regulate it? Why don't you put it? Why don't you? If you want to regulate it, stick it in the ABC stores. Is that what you want to do? That's fine.
A guy goes in,
he's dealing with depression. He gets his 70 doses of pot, and he says, "Oh, by the way, throw me a gallon of Jack Daniels," and out the door he goes, and then he can freely go sell that stuff on the street. That is the problem.
Have you talked to John McMillan about this?
Not yet.
But I would encourage you to. He's doing interesting work with that commission.
John McMillan is a dear friend forever. And we will have this discussion. So what if we're going to go down this road, it should always be done inside the medical system. And we have the best medical system out there at UAB. But what they have done is just set up a cartel, a syndicated distribution cartel that's going to be abused.
All right, so with the state right now in the liquor business, is that not a syndicated cartel? So if we let the state run this marijuana business, would that be okay?
If it should be run through the medical system. It should be, in other words, if you get a cannabis drug for pain, it should be distributed inside of a true medical system. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. But if you go that direction, all these people that are pushing this will disappear because they can't make money.
Right. Well, what about the pain clinics? Eddie,
hold on. We got to hit a break.
Okay.
We got more ads.
Good.
You and your ads.
I know. This part of the program brought to you by 4 Healthy Pets. And if you're looking for all natural, healthy options, everyday feeding options for your dog or cat, or maybe your little finches, or it could be the reptiles you have, snakes and lizards, they have everything you could ever need for your pet. And it comes out of a place of love. They're not veterinarians, they're not nutritionists, but they're pet lovers like you. It's from that passion that Teresa started that business that is now 10 years in the making. So if you're looking for a great all-natural option, well, to make your pets feel healthier and just act healthier, act happier too in the process, check out 4 Healthy Pets today on the Village East Shopping Center on the Atlanta Highway. You can always call them at 245-3471 or check them out online at 4healthypetsonline.com. That's forhealthypetsonline.com. And while you're checking out what food or what treat options for your dog or cat, there's also great options for the pet lover, like the hat that says, "Hold my beer while I pet this dog." They have all sorts of great stuff there at 4 Healthy Pets. And then also this part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers is run by Troop Booth there at 6948 Vaughn Road. And whether you're looking to buy or sell antique or estate jewelry pieces, Troop Booth is the expert, the fine jewelry expert, antique jewelry expert you want to go see. Not only did he grow up in the family business, he was trained at the Gemological Institute of America. And so it's that expertise that allows him to offer you incredible prices on antique pieces or give you an incredible offer on those items you'd like to sell to him. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, Troop Booth is the man you need to go see. If you want to sell, make an appointment, 260-0066, or online at heirloomjewelers.com. Show up on that appointed day and time with your jewelry items. Troop will look it over, give you an offer, and if you agree to the value of that offer then and there, you get paid.
Right then and there, Joey.
Right then and there. He's bought pieces for $50 all the way over six figures. And of course, when you buy from him, be sure to use the promo code Joey, J-O-E-Y, for 10% off your purchase. Heirloom Jewelers, Troop Booth, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. I knew this would happen. We would need more time. So here's the deal. Let me check how much we have. We're pretty much out of time here.
Right.
So I'm going to give you the floor as kind of a final pitch. And I'd love to have you back. Just, you know, I enjoyed the...
I love you here coming to the talk radios.
Most of these calls I've been going here, they really like the fact that how you explain that. You didn't come out as saying, "I'm anti-medical marijuana. I'm anti the way they're setting it up." And I think...
Keep it through the medical system, manage it, pharmacist, get it from your pharmacist, fine.
Right.
That's the issue.
Well, we're out of time here, and I really do appreciate
your time. You're going to let me come back?
Heck yeah,
I didn't bang you up too bad, did I?
Oh, no, we...
You could take that?
Okay. Heck yeah, come on.
All that for a drop of blood.
You know? Listen, guys, thank you for having
me. Tim.
This is going to be an exciting 4 months.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about that. We're going to take every one of these issues head on. And I want to ask everyone listening to join this campaign. We're in a moment in time where... this really does matter, and I'd like to ask you to join this crusade or this effort to take back this great state of ours.
Thank you for the time, Tim.
Thank you,
Tim.
All right, bye-bye.
More news and views tomorrow, but now Straight Talk with April Marie is next.